Morning, Vince.
Morning, fellas.
Or, well, I guess it's afternoon now. I didn't even look at the clock when I said that, but afternoon. You were pretty upset last night. Any less upset today?
I mean, it is what it is. You know, we lost another playoff football game. So, you know, after all year, we've grown as a team, and to end like this is kind of heartbreaking. But at the same time, it's you can go look back and reflect on this season and say it was a very successful season with guys. People never gave us a chance at the beginning of the year, and to go 14-2 and see a lot of young guys grow into professionals, it says a lot to this organization, this team. So, you know, with a loss, you know, by the Jets, and we lost that ball game. You know, we picked the wrong time to play the way we played. So, we have to get gear up for 2011 season now. You know, off season's here for us. It came too quick. Wish we could have continued to be playing, but you know, unfortunately, yeah, it didn't work out like that. So we have to move on, move forward. So that's what we'll start doing.
Anybody with any ounce of competitiveness who's played any sport at any level, you always think about those losses and you replay them. And you think about what you could have done differently and how the game could have turned. When you're thinking about this game last night and this morning, what was that one thing or those five things that you just kept thinking about?
For one, we didn't start fast. I don't think as a team we started fast like we've been doing. And we gave up big plays. You know, we gave up some big plays. I think they rushed for 120 yards and 40 of it came on two plays. And people can say what they want about, you know, how Jets want to come in and run smash mouth football. Well, I think we handled them pretty well, you know, minus those two big runs. That's 80 yards rushing from a good running offense. So I think at times we had some chances, but we kept them in the ball game. And if that was, you know, giving up big plays, not being able to, you know, put the ball in the end zone and get seven, whatever it may be, or field position, or getting beat, you know, third down and long, all those situations came up. And I think some of them we didn't handle well, you know. But you know what? You live and you learn. You know, you can sit back and say, if, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, it's over now. So just have to gear up for next year. Like I say, I'm excited about next year already. And like I said, I think guys, the young guys came in, and just to see them grow throughout the course of the year is a very, very positive thing for us. So I'm very anxious to see, you know, how we get it going next year.
Putting pressure on the quarterback was an issue for your defense at times during the course of this season. I thought it was a real issue last night. It didn't seem as though you were in Sanchez's face as much as you'd like to be.
Well, I mean, at the same time, he wasn't holding the ball a long time either. I mean, on the time we did put pressure on him, he got outside the pocket. The one big play that Ed was on the sideline, you know, the pocket collapsed. Yeah, you know, but, you know, Sanchez being Sanchez made a few, you know, plays with his feet and got outside the pocket. And, you know, that was pressure from a three-man rush. Throughout the course of the game, it wasn't like he was sitting up in the pocket and giving time. Ball was coming out quick. At times you – If a guy went unblocked, probably wouldn't have got to him. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of people may say a bunch of things and say, you know, point at all negative things, what we should have done and why we didn't do this. But, you know, we didn't make the plays that we needed to play. And we kept him in the game the whole night, and we paid for it.
I saw you leaving the stadium. I saw Bob Kraft. I saw you talking to him briefly and out of the stadium. Why did you leave the stadium yesterday without talking to the media?
I just wanted to get away from everything, emotions. You know, I didn't want to say anything to disrespect anyone, especially our organization or the Jets organization. And I think the best thing for me was to leave before I, you know, commit something like that. So,
Do you think you would have said something?
I probably would have.
More on the Jets end or on the Patriots end?
I don't know. I just think that we didn't play the way we needed to play. And I don't think, you know, at the end of the day, they didn't do anything that we didn't prepare for. So when you get caught in situations like that, you have to be able to take a step back and see what's the best situation for you at that time. And I think at that time, the best situation for me was to, you know, not to talk to me at that time. Because, like I said, there's a lot of emotions play a part in that. So at that time, I think that was the best decision for me, not to be able to sit in front of the media and talk about, you know, the game.
Devil's advocate. As a captain, do you feel like it's your responsibility to do it, that you have to be here after a loss and talk to the media?
No, I don't have to be here. I'm a captain or no captain. If I decide to be here, I do decide to be here. But I don't think that's something that's over my head just because I'm a captain and I have to speak to media. You know, I never had a problem with the media in the past. And like I said, that's just a respect factor from my end, not going to the media, because I know what probably could have happened, and I wanted to avoid that. So that was the whole issue of me not talking to the media yesterday.
Deion Branch said after the game that some of the members of the Jets didn't handle themselves very well after the game. Did you have any experiences yourself with, or issues with, the way the Jets handled themselves after the game?
You know what? I mean, the Jets, they talked all week about, you know, what they want to do. And after the last game we played, Rex said they're players right then and there. So, you know what? One thing I say, if you're going to talk the talk, you have to be able to walk the walk. And they did it last night. So, I mean, we can't say we can't sit back and, you know, criticize any of the things that they said, because they performed. They won the football game. As bad as that sounds, you know, it is what it is. What they say is you have to roll with it.
Callers have asked, I'll ask you directly, did Bill's benching of Wes Welker for the first series have any adverse effect on your football team at all, psychologically, if for no other reason?
I mean, I didn't hear about that until then, you know, end of the game. But me, that was something Bill and Wes went through. Me personally, I don't know. You know, that's the head man making a point of what we represent. But I wouldn't have done it. That's just me. This is the biggest game of our, you know, biggest game of the year so far, and probably one of your biggest players not being on the field. I mean, that's just me. Everybody has their opinion, but that's my opinion. I wouldn't have done it.
Are you guys ever tempted? I mean, with the exception of one guy, Wes, everybody took the Jets' comments in stride. Nobody said anything. Wes did and paid the consequences for it. Are you ever tempted to say things?
Of course. Of course. And, you know, that's the one thing, because, you know, we sit back. We're not about, you know, talking in the media and doing all that. But at some point, it gets aggravating. And from where where we come from, most of the guys, that you a punk. You know, you let anybody talk to you any kind of way. But, you know what I mean, it is very tempting at times. It is very tempting. But you have to be the bigger man in situations. And in those situations, the game is always won between the lines. So we're not a big trash talking team. You know, I don't think even on the field we don't talk as much. But I think when teams talk in the media like that, it should give us motivation going into a game. And I don't think that was the case last night.
I mean, Bart Scott, you know, some of the stuff he had to say, you kind of tempted to grab him by the lapels and be like, all right, you know what?
Hey, like I say, everything that they said, they backed it up.
Right.
So you can't. You know, we can't sit here and point no fingers, and whatever we think about it, we have to think about it. They backed up every word. So even from Cromartie, all his comments, he backed up his words. So you got to take it in stride. I mean, just move on from here.
Will you be going to Hawaii in 2 weeks?
Yes, I'll be there.
And after that, probably the weirdest offseason you will ever experience in your career, with the lack of a CBA and all the question marks. Have you figured out how this is going to go?
No, I don't. I mean, that's up for the league to come up with, and, you know, on our end, hopefully we get this thing resolved quick enough for us, because, I mean, you know, playing, not being able to play America's sport, I don't think it benefits no one. I just think, you know, the fans get hurt by it. The players get hurt because they, you know, not doing what they love. And you have owners out there also. I mean, they can talk whatever they want to talk, but at the same thing, what are they going to do? You know, go to their other businesses? I don't know if most owners, this might be a hobby for them. Who knows? You know, so we'll see how it goes. But hey, I'll tell you what, one thing, you know, bet the six horse at Gulfstream down there and down south, the six horse. And, you know, that's where I'd be.
Now, I got one more captain question for you. I asked you a captain question earlier. You said you wouldn't have done it if it were up to you with the Wes Welker thing.
No.
Can you, as a captain, can you go in and say something?
No, not at all. I mean,
did you guys get a heads up that it was?
No, like I said, I found out after the game, man. I think my wife told me through Twitter or something. I don't know. But I don't think it was a big deal. You know, to be honest with you, but me,
which one, the benching or
the
Wes's bench,
the whole benching okay. thing, boy, all of it. You know, the comments Wes said or the benching. I don't think it was a big deal, either way you look at it. But like I said, people have opinions. My opinion is, I wouldn't have done it. You know, just because of what this game meant. But like I said, you know, each his own. You know, each his own. I'm not questioning the head man judgment at all. You know, I'm not. But that's just my opinion. So. But six horse at Gulfstream, I always remember that.
Final question from me. When you look back on this, will you be able to say this was your best year in the National Football League so far?
I wouldn't, because individually, it really don't mean nothing at the end if you can't get the job done. That's just something, you know, I strive for is perfection. And what would have capped it off was a Super Bowl win, you know, and I don't even want to put myself in that predicament because we didn't get it done. So I think I was part of the problem. I think everybody has to look and see. We all was part of the problem, not getting the job done. So until we win one, that's when I look at individual and be like, you know what, this season was a great season for me and my teammates. So. Don't forget six horse at Aqueduct 2.
At Aqueduct 2?
Aqueduct 2.
I haven't heard that. Okay.
It's been a real pleasure for us all season long to visit with you.
We appreciate
you always being able to answer the questions, whether we like the answers or not. At least we can ask them.
Oh, yeah. Always. You guys always treat me with respect, and, you know, I really appreciate that. So we'll get them again next year, guys.
Enjoy Hawaii,
okay, Vince.
At least.
I will. Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Six horse Gulfstream.
Our interview with Vince Wilfork.